even though the Earth is 4.6 billion years old, it is still generating heat. That's due to radioactive decay. And more heat is getting generated than can just calmly flow out, conduct out of the planet. So excess heat builds up, and this causes melting. So volcanoes are Earth sweat, in a way. Now, why does this stuff actually come up? Molten rock is less dense. That is, the amount it weighs per volume is less than the amount that solid rock weighs per the same volume. So the molten rock is always going to want to come up. Now, there's something that even makes this process more spectacular, and that is that the molten rock contains gases dissolved in it, just like carbonated water contains a gas. And you take the pressure off, that gas comes out and makes bubbles. Well, it's the same thing with molten rock magma. When it's coming up, it's feeling less and less pressure, and that gas that's dissolved comes out and makes bubbles. Well, they take up a lot more space. If you have a tube, say, going into the Earth, and you start magma coming up that tube, say it's coming up at walking speed, and it just has a few weight percent water in it, just a little bit. By the time it's coming out the top, it'll be going as fast as a jet plane, because all the expansion has to be in the vertical direction. So what does that mean? It speeds up. It gets faster and faster and faster. So this stuff comes flying out of the volcano like a bullet aimed straight at the sky.